This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 219 for Tuesday, January 10th. I'm Adam Pulisciotti. For the second straight day, the ICE Futures canola market is down at the start of trading due to spillover from vegetable oils. Chicago soy oil is slightly higher, but European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil are both lower on Tuesday morning. Meanwhile, crude oil is higher as it continues its rally from Monday when China rescinded all of its COVID-19 restrictions for the first time since the start of the pandemic. The Canadian dollar is down more than one-tenth of a U.S. cent compared to Monday's close. The March canola contract is down $7.80 per ton at $850.80. In the U.S., corn and wheat are both showing weakness, while soybeans are in the black. On Thursday, the U.S. Department of Agriculture will release its domestic and world supply-demand estimates, as well as its quarterly grain stocks report. Analysts are estimating U.S. corn stocks as of December 1st to be 11.17 billion bushels on average, 468 million less than the year before, but with a projected 1.14 billion bushel cut to production. Weekly inspections data from the USDA show nearly 398,000 tons of corn were sold during the weekend of January 5th. This was down from 683,000 tons from the previous week and 1.02 million from the same week last year. Taiwan is interested in 65,000 tons of corn sourced from the U.S., Brazil, Argentina, or South Africa. The March corn contract is down 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $6.52. Soybean stocks in the U.S. are expected to total 3.16 billion bushels as of December 1st, up 10 million bushels from last year, despite a projected production cut of 1.19 million bushels. The USDA showed 1.44 million tons of soybeans were sold for the week ended January 5th, down 37,000 tons from last week, but up 452,000 tons from last year. In Argentina, the Corazon of soybean production is showing 3.1 million hectares in poor or very poor condition, according to the Rosario Grain Exchange. The March soybean contract is up 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $14.93. Traders are expecting 1.34 billion bushels of U.S. wheat stocks on December 1st, while the USDA is reporting that nearly 202,000 tons were shipped during the week ended January 5th, up 86,000 tons from last week, but 33,000 below the same week last year. The March Chicago wheat contract is down 17 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.25. The March Kansas City hard red wheat contract is down 19 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.10. The March Minneapolis spring wheat contract is down 9 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.93. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Tuesday, January 10th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pulisciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.